Boris Johnson is charging ahead to become the next leader of the Conservative Party and British Prime Minister after another ballot of Conservative MPs. The former Foreign Secretary and London Mayor is leading what's now a field of five contenders with further votes in the days ahead. Mr Johnson has been criticised for hiding from media scrutiny, but he's now appeared in his first leadership debate. Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley has been following the contest and joined me just a short time ago. Sam, Boris Johnson made no major mistakes during the debate?
Well, that's what everyone was looking out for, of course, because he is prone to gaffes. But no major mistakes during the debate, no major moments, I think, during that debate. And it was pretty hard to see who the winner was. But we do know one thing's for certain. Boris Johnson is charging ahead to number 10 Downing Street. A vote of Conservative MPs saw him with 126 votes, well ahead of the next contender, Jeremy Hunt, the Foreign Secretary, on 46. So Boris Johnson at the moment really is in the front seat to become the next British Prime Minister. But of course, there is still some process to go. There's still five contenders there and some more votes of Conservative Party MPs in the days ahead until there are just two remaining candidates. Boris Johnson, of course, will be one of them. And then, of course, the Conservative Party members will vote on who they want to lead the country. But for Boris Johnson, of course, he was asked about Brexit and he said the nation must come out of the European Union on the 31st of October. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
Because otherwise, I'm afraid we face a catastrophic loss of confidence in politics. We've already kicked the can down the road twice, and I think the British people are getting thoroughly fed up. Whether you voted Remain or Leave, the people were asked a question, they returned a verdict, the politicians said that they were going to honour that verdict. 3 years later, we have still failed to leave.
That's Conservative Party leadership contender, and he's the favourite at this stage, Boris Johnson. Sam, will Mr Johnson's past mistakes hinder his chances?
Well, they haven't so far, and they did come up during the debate this evening. One of the questions from a community member was about Boris Johnson's comments when he was Foreign Secretary about Muslim women and comparing the veil they wear to a letterbox. He didn't apologise again, and it seems some of those gaffes in the past when he was Foreign Minister and when he was Mayor of London, of course, have not harmed his chances so far. And if what you read is correct, it is thought among Conservative Party members as well. He's certainly the favourite. So unless there's some major gaffe going forward in the weeks ahead, you would expect that Boris Johnson will secure the Prime Ministership. But really, in British politics at the moment, you never say never. And so there's always a possibility, of course, that someone else could get up. Rory Stewart, for instance, is the black horse in this race. He doubled the amount of support he has during the vote in London time this evening. So anything can happen. But of course, Boris Johnson looks pretty set at this stage to be the next Prime Minister of Britain.
Yeah, he's got his entrenched critics within the Conservative ranks who are pretty brutal in their assessment of him, saying that he's a lazy, habitual liar. Will that matter?
Well, at this stage, it won't. What will matter, of course, is if he becomes the next Prime Minister, uniting the Conservative Party will be very difficult. Theresa May couldn't do it over Brexit, and whoever takes over the leadership will really struggle with that. Now, his past will make that even more difficult, of course, because he does have those people within the party that will refuse to serve under him, who will not join his cabinet, for instance. So they are all things that if he does become the next Prime Minister, he will have to deal with going forward. The Brexit problem doesn't go away, and the fact that the Conservative Party is deeply splintered doesn't go away either, Sabra.
You've touched on the process now. How long will it be before there is a definitive result?
Well, in the days ahead, we'll see more votes of Conservative Party MPs. So we'll get rid of those five contenders and we'll have two remaining contenders by Thursday evening, London time. Then it's over to the Conservative Party membership. So around 200,000 Conservative Party members will then cast their ballots and they will decide, not the nation. The Conservative Party members will decide who the next leader will be. And we should know by the week of July the 22nd, the result and who the next Prime Minister will be. So a few weeks to go yet, but at the end of July we'll have the answer.
And that's our Europe correspondent, Samantha Hawley.